This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A lot of things happening. Thursday edition of Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your official home of the Dallas Cowboys. So you know this voice very well. One of those things was the release of the Dallas Cowboys schedule. Let's talk about that and the offseason with Brad Sham. Back on the morning show via the D&M Leasing Hotline on DFW Sports Station. What fun things have you been doing in the offseason so far? Where have you gone?
I've gone to New York. Took about a week, so four shows in 48 hours.
Ooh. The best one, the best two.
Well, they were all just all so different from each other. I saw Clooney's show, Good Night and Good Luck. That one made a big impression on me. It was really well done and very true to Edward R. Murrow. And I saw the one that got the maybe happy ending, got 10 Tony nominations. It was really good, extremely unique. One of my favorites, though, was Glengarry Glen Ross, which I've seen, know the movie, but I went for the actors to see Odin Kirk and Kieran Culkin and Bill Burr, and they were fantastic.
I love how cultured you are. Bringing some culture, very cultured, to the morning show. Your thoughts.
You brought it up.
Yeah, but I didn't have anything to follow with. I don't have any culture to relay. Your thoughts on the Cowboys' schedule initially?
It's really hard. And, I look first at weather things. And I want to know, besides Dallas, Kansas City, and Detroit, how many teams have two short weeks? I think there are a couple. But I think that's really punitive, really unfair. And I will tell you, Sean, that when I got a chance to sit down and look at it, and I realized that they had two Monday night games in a row separated by the bye week, the very first reaction I had was to say two words, one of which I can't say and the second of which is me.
So when you're looking at the four Thursday night games, you're really looking to see if it's coming off a short week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just really hard for players.
Yeah.
Really, really hard. The first one, although actually they won't be on a seven-day schedule because they play on the last preseason game on Friday, but that kind of doesn't count because none of those players will play.
Right.
So the first one, that doesn't matter. And Thanksgiving, I'll give them Thanksgiving because the Cowboys have done that for 50 years, 60 years, and that's part of the tradition here. The other two now, that's really, really hard. And one of them, of course, they got to travel on Christmas, and then the other one, they got to go to Detroit. They've got three primetime road games. And when the schedule comes out like it did yesterday, people don't realize what a toll that means. You're getting back, depending on where it is, sometime between 3 and 6 a.m. Now, fair enough, you may have a few extra days. But when you're doing it in the last half of the schedule, their bodies are not healed. They're not healthy. It's physically really a difficult schedule, I think.
Brad, I think the Chicago road game is kind of like one of those games you look back, it's like a tipping point game, considering it's, you know, the first two games, maybe you split them, and then you got Green Bay the next week. If you lose that game to Chicago, you could be staring 1-3 in the face. Is that what are some of the other – what is the other tipping point game if there isn't one besides Chicago?
Yeah, I mean, and that is absolutely fair, RJ, although I will point out that although a lot of people would not expect it sitting here in mid-May, what if they beat the Eagles? Then that changes the way you feel about a lot of things. But I think I'm going to say, depending on – I'm going to give you two, and they're coming into and going out of the bye. I mean, that Cardinals game going into the bye, Washington's going to been tough. Denver's going to been tough out in Denver. And so that's a big one, Arizona going into the bye and then coming out. And we have no idea right now if the Raiders are going to be any good or not. But when you look at what they've got coming up, I would say that Raiders game could be one of those. Because those next six games, I don't even know how many wins to say you better get out of those. I think if you split those, just sitting here right now knowing what we know about the teams, which is nothing, I would say that those six games, you know, if you split those, that would impress me based on right today.
Brad Chan, the voice of the Cowboys, joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Brad, obviously you're right. We don't know what these teams are exactly yet. But when you got to look at the schedule and just said, all right, here's the way it stacks up. At what point in the season do you look at it and say, I think I'll have a good idea of who this team is by that point, given what they've gone through?
You know, Bobby, I think my experience tells me that regardless of who the opponents are, you get about 6 weeks in and you'll start to develop some trends, and there will be things that maybe 1 or 2 weeks in look like something, and then give it another month and you get some injuries and film study and those things were not such a big deal. But besides that, I would say, yeah, you know, when you get into the middle of October, if they're, I would say this, coming off the Jets and the Panthers, if they are not in decent shape with their record coming out of October 12, then things could get a little grim.
Brad, when you look at the Week 10 bye week, obviously Brian Schottenheimer's a first-time head coach. Is that something, do you think, is an instance where you might rather have an earlier bye week with a first-time head coach? Like, hey, maybe it'd be good to get him a reset after 5 weeks instead of having to go 9 straight weeks with a process that he's, you know, going trial and error with.
Yeah, I mean, I think I know him well enough to say that he would say it doesn't make any difference. They don't ask me. I don't get that choice. So the closer you get to the middle of the season, for me, the closer you get to the middle of the season, to have your bye and balance out the physical toll, the better off you are. I don't think I'd want to buy after 5 weeks here. They've got some experience on that coaching staff, including him. So I think that might be I'd tell you, I would almost rather have it where it is, knowing what's coming up, than to move it earlier.
Brad Chan, voice of the Cowboys, joins here 105 Through the Fan. Do you like being the opening Thursday night football game?
I don't know.
This podcast is brought to you by Minz Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Minz Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MINZ-TEA today or visit MinzTeaClinic.com. That's MinzTeaClinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, if your team's good, sure. I don't know if it really matters that much, RJ. What I like is you've got a weekend off. You can watch everybody else, and you get a little extra time to prepare for the next game, which I don't know how much more time they would need. It's a division team, but it's kind of an honor, I guess. I don't really think it matters much one way or the other, frankly.
Let's talk about
there are other teams who would get excited about it. You know, as you guys know very well, it's just different here.
Yep. Brad Sham here on 105 through the Fan, voice of the Cowboys. Let's talk about the rest of the offseason. I'm getting excited. Schottenheimer's personality, good. The draft, the Pickens deal. Give us your overall thoughts on the Cowboys offseason.
Have you gotten to spend much time with him, Schottenheimer?
No. I mean, Bobby's supposed to be setting up this lunch I'm still waiting on, but it's coming, supposedly.
Yeah. I'm really very positively impressed. I spent about a half an hour in his office a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to spend a little bit more time with him individually before we go to camp. I really, as I've thought about it, Sean, one of the things about him that I think underwhelmed people so much was simply that for the last 10 years or so, you just didn't hear his name a lot in pursuit of head coaching jobs. He did go after some earlier than that. And I don't know why that is, that he wasn't pursuing them or wasn't considered for them. But I think that I'm not sure he's even hit a foul ball. The questions that he answers from the podium, you know, I really think this, if you think back and got to hear any of his stuff at the podium as the offensive coordinator, there were a lot of words, and it seemed like not necessarily a lot of meat. And I even had the feeling then, okay, this is McCarthy's guy, loyal to him, friends with him, and he's not going to say anything that is not going to make Mike McCarthy look like the boss and look good. And he doesn't have, and I haven't asked him if that's the case, but that was my impression. He doesn't have to do that now. And as a result, listen closely when he's got a press conference. He'll have a couple next week. He answers questions. As you guys know better than me, they don't do that in this business very much.
Yeah.
He actually answers questions. Yeah. And he's honest. And the people thing, the relationship thing, that's real. And so the most important thing a coach has to be, besides, you know, smart and know football, is authentic, because players will see through it. And he's really, I think he's really authentic. I'm very intrigued with the staff. I think that's got a chance to be a bigger plus than people realize, just because of the enthusiasm and the atmosphere. Some people have seen it already. I haven't had a chance to be out amongst it yet, but OTAs will start next week, and so we'll do that. What was the second thing you said before Pickens?
Draft.
You know, it would have been great to have the receiver, but look, I think they got players that will help them. They may have gotten, everyone is saying this, and I don't know how to say anything otherwise, they may have gotten three starters right off the bat, and if you get contributors from, the defensive tackles from UCLA or some of those other ones down the road a little bit, both of the running backs, that could be huge. So I think they did well in the draft. And I am intrigued a little bit by the offseason veteran signings. They look, they weren't going to spend a lot of money and get a lot of high value, big name players. But it's such a departure from what they did a year ago. 1 year ago, there was no reason, and I didn't have one, to think, boy, they've gone out and made this team better. I just didn't believe it. And I don't know how good this team is, but it's better than it was last year. The one guy I'm really kind of interested to see is the linebacker that they signed from the Bears. Because all I can think of is the guy the Eagles signed last year, Bond, from the Saints. Nobody ever heard of him. Now he's an All-Pro because they had an idea about how to use him. And maybe Eberflus has got an idea about how to use this guy. I'm interested to see how he fits in with everybody else. Pickens. Next question. He's a great player. I'll say this. He's a physically great player, and I think he's smart, and I think that therefore there's a chance that he will understand that this is the one time in his entire career that he's going to get a chance to hit a long home run with a contract. Because if he does, if he goes out and misbehaves and acts a fool like he has for many times the last few years, then that's going to affect how, I don't care how much money he gets, that's going to affect how much he gets as a free agent when he leaves here. I look at it as a rental, a one-year thing. I know there are some people who don't, but I guess I've read that if he does well enough, they got a chance to get a third-round compensatory, which would almost be like a free rental. If he has an all-pro year, then clearly it's going to help them. And he has that ability. The thing that is, I don't want to call it a concern, but I think it bears watching. You know, Linda Wells is really, besides Schottenheimer, who's got things to do, Linda Wells is really the only veteran presence, and I don't mean to diminish the offensive coordinator who has been in Arizona with the Cardinals the last several years as an offensive line coach. I'm talking about someone that I think a guy like Pickens will listen to and be influenced by. Linda Wells is the tight ends coach, the only real veteran presence on the offensive coaching staff, which means that it's going to be up, as far as I can tell, it's going to be up to Dak and CD and maybe a little bit of Tyler Smith to make sure that he stays in line and focused and doing what everybody else is trying to get done. If he does that, then he can really help them this year. And then after this year, I don't know, if he had an all-pro year, they've got to sign Bland and Tyler Smith and Aubrey. I don't know how they would afford him. But there are ways. There are ways. I've talked to some people I respect who say, oh, no, they could. But it'll be – I like the fact that I'm looking at it that this is for a year. We don't have to worry about this guy for the next 5 years.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. Enjoy the next show.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys on DFW Sports Station. Did the Rangers just sweep the worst team of all time? Wait till you hear some of these hilarious numbers. Next.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.